Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No. No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Little Fatty Cast for February 21st, 2006.
Yeah,
this is show 130, Big Fatty.
Fantastic.
With me is I'm Larry Bader. That's B A D E R.
That's V A D E R.
Yes, V A D E R. Larry H. Bader.
Hello.
And with me is the one and only thing that's ginormous.
Well,
well, he's not the only thing that's ginormous, but...
Hello, I was going to say, let me get you a mirror.
Man.
That would be the horror mirror.
Well, you know, if anyone is ginormous after a weekend, it's me after eating my way through this weekend.
All you two did was eat and inappropriately touch yourselves and drink a little bit, too.
A little bit.
Well, okay, a lot. Someone was very drunk on Saturday night.
And it was not Mr. V-A-D-E-R.
No, someone came up to me and said... This is my fifth vodka tonic
at the bar,
and she's gonna be mad at me. And I went
at the bar. It was the fifth. We had a double before we left home.
That was so. That was the vodka cast, right?
That we were recording while we were drinking that.
You know, I got a little e-letter from Woody about the vodka cast.
Oh, really? What did Mr. Woody have to say?
Well, he's just commenting on the vodka cast. Let's just leave it at that.
Woody,
me.
I've noticed that I don't get the e-letters from Woody. I don't even have a voice. I am hoarse.
Poor thing has had a sore throat all weekend.
Me.
I don't get the e-letters from Mr. Woody, but Big Fatty does. And while I understand and respect your very special relationship, Larry would love to get some Big Fatty.
Larry would love to get some Big Fatty. Okay.
Larry would love to get some Woody e-letters. Horror is an understatement, everyone. So, Big Fatty, you had a good weekend, though?
Yeah, I didn't have to put up with y'all, but about 15 minutes, you know, so I felt extra special.
Right, right. Well, that's not true. We came by your house for like 2 hours.
Right, and I just touched myself the whole time, hoping you'd leave, and you didn't, so.
Well, I was kept inching towards the door, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Now, I understand there's going to be a video tour of the Big Fatty Mansion. Is that right?
There is. I'm not even prepared to sit down and edit about an hour and a half of video down to 5 minutes.
Oh, he is so fat.
I VRC'd the whole weekend, but no one would let me take a VRC camera into the bar. So, I guess the last everyone heard.
Well, right, because I'm sure it's something to do with actors' equity.
Right.
Me.
Now, the last everyone heard, we were getting ready to go out to the Drag a Beverage. And so we did go out. We had a good time.
Saturday night?
Yeah. You had a good time, I think. Saturday. You left before we did, but we certainly left before the lights came on because I said, I'm ready to go. Did that.
We've inappropriately touched enough here in the bar. Let's go home and do it.
Right. Pretty much. So that's how I handled everything.
And
so we left there. We went home. We got up Sunday. We went to the Victories for
Notice
brunch.
Notice how we just skipped over. We went home and did. Sunday morning we got up and.
There's nothing to tell.
Oh, whatever.
So Sunday morning we hoisted it up and ate breakfast at home about 10:30. Then about noon 30.
There a video of that?
Yes.
Of course there is.
And then we hoisted it downtown about noon 30 to Victories for breakfast number 2, brunch.
You are fat.
We are.
Oh, my God.
We met Cousin Patrick and his roommate Alex down there.
Yeah.
We got a video of that.
Yeah.
Where I had more Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
And then we went King Street of Palooza shopping.
Yeah.
Then we had a nap.
Hello.
And then we had a buffet for dinner.
They went to the fucking Pizza Inn buffet. Ugh.
And you know what? That was Mr. Omar's idea.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Omar. Because he was having college flashbacks of he and his fraternity brothers going to the Pizza Inn buffet. And so he wanted to do that, and we did. And it was about as bad as I remembered. But,
yeah. Well, you and the Hussy used to go there, right?
Yeah. And
well, I've been with you one time. They had the cheeseburger. They had the cheeseburger pizza, which is instead of having tomato sauce on it, it has mustard.
Isn't that delicious?
Mustard and hamburger meat,
bacon
and cheese, and then they put pickles on top.
It's fucking delicious.
It really is pretty good, I have to admit.
And I had the BLT pizza there, which is the mayonnaise, lettuce, and tomato, and a little bit of bacon. That's
vile.
One of my favorites. But then we had more beverages, which you did not join us for.
No, I wasn't invited.
Whatever, you're bowling.
Hello! I was done bowling by 7:40. I went to the grocery store. Oh, speaking of going to the grocery store.
Oh, Lord, do tell.
I'm in the Publix last night, and there are birds flying around inside. And I'm like,
were you in the one in West Ashley?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The one in West Ashley. Now, not the one at the end of the James Island Connector, but
right.
Yeah, that one always has birds in it.
Every time I go in there, birds chirping and flying around, and I'm like, God, if I get hit with bird shit, I'm going to be mad.
Well, I was in there because there's no grocery store near my house.
Yeah.
So I have to stop. If I want real groceries, I have to stop, on my way. And that's one of the few grocery stores that's not really on the way, but we make it on the way.
Right. Well, you're fat.
And, every time I'm in there, and they're usually in the produce section.
No, these were over in the canned goods.
Right. Birds in a canned good. Right. Okay. It's very bizarre.
Someone must have opened up bird in a can.
Right. Well, some small child dropped
Speaking of opening up bird in a can, Big Fatty has had the colonic explosions all weekend long. Yeah. Hello. Did that, and then I'm checking out.
Oh, Lord.
And I've got on the leather jacket, and I have on the Trident Knights t-shirt underneath, and I'm checking out, and the older gentleman who's checking me out, scanning my items, so to speak, and my groceries as well.
Right,
but,
right.
He goes, Trident Knights, now let's see. I think I know about them. And I'm going, okay, great, whatever. So he was all trying to get Big Fatty to me. And Big Fatty didn't do it.
Well, you know what? That's because you're turning into me.
Hello.
So, anyway,
y'all had beverages, and then you went back.
And I thought I was going to vomit, but instead we had a coma.
Fantastic.
It's best
not to vomit on Mr. Omi.
Yeah, he wouldn't appreciate that very much.
Omi Vami.
And that's about it. I came into work a little late this morning because I had to see the other O off. But other than that.
The folks in your neighborhood didn't try to steal his car without the hubcaps?
Well, not that we're aware of.
Okay.
It was still there.
Okay.
This morning. So, they probably tried to steal mine.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, Larry, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I've thoroughly enjoyed CJ.
Ah, it's on my list to talk about with her co-host.
CJ did the Drunkie Cast. It was fabulous. It was an hour long. She just went...
Miss CJ and I have been e-lettering back and forth all afternoon about what I thought. And I said, CJ, it's great. Like, not only is your friend hilarious, and that's... What's her name?
It's something like Krispy Kringle or something.
It's Krispy Treat something or another.
Yeah.
I was like, not only is she funny, but she makes you talk.
Hello.
And laugh. And you're funny. And
CJ, is this on? Hello.
So anyway, go on over to thelittlefatty.com and click on Opinionated Ramblings on the link on the right side.
Yeah.
And check that out. And it's great. And it was good music on this show, too.
So. Yeah, well, it was the 25th show.
Right.
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 Extra Special had the 25th show also.
I know. There was no good music on that show.
Right. No.
No. Speaking of Extra Special.
Yeah. If we're going to talk about Extra Special, I think we need the Skull Update music.
Oh
my God. Because, when you think
around.
Of Skull Update, you think Extra Special.
Well, I truly do. Now, Oh, Lord. Big Fatty is hovering. I get... First of all, extra special Chris and John are not in the same city this week. Chris is in San Francisco. San Jose. Excuse me.
Yeah, he knows the way.
He found it. Hopefully, he's going to be going to Rumors, which is my Mexican brother Paco Rodriguez's bar.
Oh, right.
This evening.
Weren't they supposed to do some kind of damn Valentine thing?
They did do it.
Yeah, thanks. Ruined!
Thanks, Paco and Coyote.
Delicious boy. Delicious boyfriend.
Yeah. Anyway, he apparently has had the flight from hell today, yada, 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 but he made it safely.
Well, you said that he had to sit between two fat people.
I believe so, yes.
Well, can you imagine how miserable they were having to sit with him in between them?
Well, but the best part was he got up to the rental car counter, and what he wanted was unavailable.
What did he want?
Well, I think he wanted some sort of sporty something.
How inappropriate.
Right. Well, but you know what wasn't unavailable?
Well, bring us up to date. How does this story have anything to do with the skull?
Well, that's because the only thing they had for him was a Buick La Sabra.
Oh, and we know what the skull drives.
So, extra special Chris is big pimping around San Jose and San Francisco in a Buick La Sabra.
And if you're out at, is it Rumors, you said?
Yes. Yeah, Tuesday night, tomorrow night.
If you go out to Rumors and you see a skullmobile, just go on in and say hello to our good friend, the Pacific Coast Skull, extra special Chris.
That's correct. Speaking of skullisms with extra special Chris, you know, his MacBook Pro has been delayed and reshipped or whatever. It was delivered today after he left.
Fantastic. So, I hope John gets in there and just touches everything.
Well, John is house and dog sitting, as you've heard.
And so the dogs will chew up the box.
Not that John listens to podcasts, but I'll call him tonight and have him touch all over that new MacBook Pro. And we'll go in and set it up. I'll configure it how I would like.
Yeah.
And we'll see what extra special Chris thinks about that. So. Anyway, that's enough skull. Did you have any real skull to add?
No, it's just I hate her.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And speaking of hating things.
Right. Oh, Omi hates that, doesn't he?
He does. Apparently, we're stealing that from the PNS Explosion podcast.
Well, you know what? That's all fine and good, but I'd rather steal that than...
Can I share in a cave?
Right. Well, we did kind of still share in a cave.
Can share in a cave? Can we do share in a cave? Share in a cave.
We're not stealing share, and we're not stealing that sound because I paid for it dearly when I bought the Garage Band or the Banjo Band.
Hello.
So anyway, but we're not going to use it much because we don't want to be accused of stealing things.
Although we have sent the poopy music over to everybody and their mother. Well, except for Simon's mother, because you know.
Right. Well, she does not like us right now.
No, we're not on her good list. Simon tried to talk to me over the weekend, and I was
unavailable,
not paying attention.
Well, you're eating a ham.
Right. Howard has been chitter-chatting with Big Fatty.
Oh, Lord. Now,
Howard.
Big Fatty, how is that going?
Howard is, he sent me the belated Valentine's pictures.
Now, Howard, if you want to see a good picture of Big Fatty, go on over to theotherO.com.
I've already told him.
Okay. Well, that's
Big
Fatty.
He went over there.
Now, if y'all want to see some horror photos of Big Fatty.
Me.
And right about the time Omar pulled your chaps off.
No, it wasn't.
Me.
Anyway.
Me. That was an accident. So, but
right.
Big Fatty screamed. I screamed. Tom screamed. Omar screamed. And Big Fatty's chaps hit the floor. That was good.
Right.
That was good.
But it's not like I didn't have anything on.
Doesn't matter.
Me. So,
yeah, what's up, Big Fatty?
Anyway, you know how Big Fatty loves a quiz program.
Big Fatty, the whole world knows how you love a quiz program.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that over the weekend, you probably didn't realize this, but over the weekend I flew out to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had to just buy some Powerball tickets.
Well,
and I haven't seen the numbers yet, but...
Well, was it 365 million like it was here?
365, yeah. It's the Powerball. But anyway, I bought them at some little shop out in Lincoln, Nebraska, so I'll be checking my numbers a little bit later tonight.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect, you're fat.
But anyway, what I was going to say is, you know, Big Fatty did the little contest at the Amoco gas station, and you know, you gave me a hard time about winning the gas cards.
Right.
When we were getting ready to go meet Omi the first time up in Myrtle Beach.
Right.
Right.
Miss Maxine was fueled by some of Big Fatty's gas cars.
Meow.
Well, you know, they had the second contest and Big Fatty won $75 worth of gasoline.
Again.
Hello.
Big Fatty, when you enter those contests, if you could let me know, it would be greatly appreciated.
Why?
So that I can win $75 worth of gasoline.
Oh, no. You give me a hard time when I do it. Anyway.
Okay, so hey, Fatty, I see you've got the hand map
open
over there.
The hand map is up. We have got some additions to the hand map. I believe Captain Commando was our last addition last time. Since then, we've added Peter from Morgantown, PA. I wonder if that's Prince Albert. And what size PA is that?
But Peter from Oh My Pod, I believe.
Oh My Pod.
Oh My Pod. Oh. It's a I don't think he's been podcasting lately. He's done some stuff, but he's a longtime listener. First time
Potter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Blake Fox from Cincinnati.
Yeah, Blake's on our hottest listeners. Choo Choo Cha. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Daryl.
Yeah. Who's Daryl?
From Avondale Estates over in Georgia. There's a Marta station over there.
Oh, okay. So from the Atlanta. He must be another O listener.
Woody jumped in there.
Oh, there's Woody.
That's Woody.
That is Woody. Woody, I can see your face all the way across the room. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Chris from Tennessee. He's in the Nashville.
Do I see a chicken?
No. That's gross. We have Rich from Napa, California. And that's not to be confused with Nippa, California.
Right.
Nippa Napa.
Correct.
Right. And then TCQ Travis, it appears to be the lower jaw of the woman who got the face transplant.
Oh, okay. That's what that is.
It is the fucking nastiest thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
Well,
and
with my feet
Travis,
propped up on this side of the room, it looks like a chicken.
It's just gross. You have to go over there, and it's right next to Woody, so you can, it's a chicken. Oh, well, the chicken is Woody.
Right.
Right, that's
right,
it.
Except
okay.
Woody's older than me, so if he's a chicken, then what does that make me?
Honey, that makes you fat. Anyway, so we've had... there you go. So we're up to 44.11% inappropriate touchers, 17.64% ham lovers. Ham lovers are really down. The apple snackers are higher than the ham lovers. Apple snackers, 20.58%. Regular over fiberers, not a lot of those, 5.82%. And the vegetarians are up to 11.76%.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
You know what all those scores and percentages remind me of?
I know. Larry, you saw the Olympics on Big Fatty's Big HD TV.
Big Fatty, they apparently play on my TV 24/7 right now. I've noticed. Every time I walk in, no one might be home, but those damn Olympics are playing on the TV.
Let me just tell you, there was some deliciousness.
I would agree with that. While I was at your house.
I mean, and it's like, even Omi says, God bless. It's like they're having the Olympics in your house.
Well, especially when we were sitting about 3 feet from the TV. It was giving me the neck ache, moving the head back and forth.
Did you get some slush on you or something like that?
I might have from all that downhill skiing. Now, I don't watch the TV, as you may know, but my roommate apparently does. And if I see one more fucking hockey game on the Olympics, I'm going to vomit. But this morning, when I was preparing breakfast for the other O,
the other O wanted to see hockey.
No, their curling was on.
The fuck invented that?
Now, I'm still not sure I understand how it was working and how those things were moving on
you
the ice.
You just slide this big thing across and you take out
the brooms.
The brooms and you sweep it. It's kind of like shuffleboard on ice.
They weren't touching it, though, were they?
No.
What was making it move? I didn't get what was making it.
Well, the guy...
Is he like putting a trough in the ice?
Well, it just... It's,
like,
I
it was moving, but I couldn't figure out how they were making it go left or right with those...
I don't know.
Broomy
it's
things.
Like shuffleboard on ice.
Well, I thought it looked like something we used to play in college called broom ball myself.
That's it. It's broom ball.
But,
so Olympic broom ball. But the best thing that I have seen so far in the Olympics is the snowboard cross.
Snowboard cross?
It's they go down the mountain like a Super G or whatever.
Me.
And there's four snowboarders going at the same time.
Oh, Lord.
It's fabulous. I mean, it's kind of like snowboarding with and roller derby.
That could be an interesting combo question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to look into that if the hockey is fucking over. How long do these things last? Is it the Olympics?
I think the last day is Saturday. Saturday or Sunday.
Only 5 or 6 more days.
And you know,
thank
then
God.
On Monday.
Yeah.
Monday, we have the new quiz program.
Oh.
Deal or No Deal.
Really?
Yeah. It's coming back for a week.
Do you have any Olympic predictions before we change the subject?
I predict that you will hate hockey even more before they're over.
Well, you know, I love hockey.
Yeah.
That's not true. I love hockey. I love the Stingrays, our local hockey team.
Yeah.
I like going to the games.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking sick of seeing it on TV when I don't care about Poland versus the Czech Republic.
Oh, Latvia.
Latvia.
Versus
anybody.
Krugeranistan.
Right.
Was fabulous. Ugh.
Yeah, no.
But the thing is, they're all NHL players.
Right.
So
right.
They're all speaking English. You'll all see them playing in the NHL in 2 weeks.
Right.
But, you know, they just divide up on different teams for the Olympics. Larry, speaking of updates, do we have a Survivor update?
In fact, we do.
We do?
We do.
Okay, well,
okay,
let's cut off that
Olympic
music and listen to our Survivor update from our big, fat, urine-soaked correspondent. And that will be Mr. Rob Lindley, who will be leaving the Daily Purge here soon. Was I not supposed to say that?
Hey, fatties. It's Rob with your Survivor update. So, Mr. Miyagi had been on the Exile Island, the Skull Island, and he comes back, and suddenly he's a wilderness extraordinaire and teaches them how to make a Brita filter out of 3 T-shirts. I don't buy it for a second. They're going to be shitting their brains out after they drink all that. Tommy Lee. That's Shane, I think his real name is. I'm going to call him Tommy Lee. He was having none of it. And he found himself a thinking rock that he just sat on, and then it should have been called his crazy rock because he went from sitting there being kind of cute into, like, crazy, crazy person. I also noticed with him, you know, usually I'm all for the blurring. That's kind of exciting to me. They blur out the butt cracks when the guy's pants are falling off during a challenge. They were blurring out the front of his shorts while he was standing around the campfire. If you have it on TiVo, go back and watch. I'm not lying. So clearly he's got a big old man bush that's coming out the top of his shorts. We had lots of hunky shots of shirtless Abercrombie and Fitch boys fishing. Enjoyable. Then we had a crazy challenge where they were just shooting balls at the hunky shirtless guys. I love the big black woman. She's my favorite. They send Mr. Miyagi back to the island after the challenge, you know, because they had said what a morale builder he was. So they're like, down with the crazy Asian guy back to the island. So he goes back. It rains cats and dogs. And, then there's a bunch of rub down sequence with Misty giving the boys some rub downs and some porno music playing in the background, which is enjoyable. But then is the best fight I've ever seen, the best challenge ever. It is just a good old fashioned wrestling match in the sand. You need to see it. It was amazing. My favorite, again, is Shirley Q. She was wrestling those skinny little white bitches down to the ground. It was fantastic. And so it was time to vote some people out, and then we're going to vote that 40-something woman out, who kind of looks like she's from a Life magazine spread of the Dust Bowl days. They were going to vote her out, and at the last minute they did a switcheroo, and young, sassy Misty, who thought she had it all in the bag, was voted out. Now, she's the same one from the first episode who, like, tried to make everyone think that she had found the idol. Yeah, not so much. Bye-bye, honey. Speaking of bye-bye, hope you guys are doing well and have a great weekend. And that's your Survivor update. This is Rob, signing out. Bye.
Well, thanks for the survival update, Rob. What did you think about that, Big Fatty?
You know Big Fatty loves a quiz program.
All Too Well.
And you know, a week from today.
By the way, it didn't take us any effort at all to get that into GarageBand. No.
Banjo Band.
No problems.
A week from
with
today,
Banjo Band.
The big run starts.
I can't tell you how disappointed I am that cable is wasting time showing that.
Well, the big run starts, but also the Deal No Deal is going to be on. So I'm
See,
not
I
sure.
don't know what the. Why do you always touch yourself inappropriately? I don't know what the Deal No Deal is.
Me. Ooh, Lord. Well, you just have to go to NBC.com/DealOrNoDeal.
Oh,
I don't
big
know
fatty.
If that's it.
I love the.
Me. Howie Mandel is the host.
Oh, my
and there's
Lord.
There's some kind of big fat thing sitting up in a booth. He's the banker, and then there's like 36 women dressed up in the same dress that open up little briefcases.
Oh wow, that sounds great.
It's wonderful. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, Larry, we've got to do our new sound effect.
We do, and we're not going to do that right now.
No, because it'll take an hour for us to figure out how to do that.
Right.
But we have figured out
the trick.
Right. And we've figured out what the new sound effect will be that's going to replace this, Omi. Okay, we have a new one. And don't forget, you asked for it.
That's right.
Hello.
And we also will not be sharing that with any other podcasters.
No. Mm-hmm. Ruined.
And if you take it, we're going to accuse you of stealing our sound effect.
Right. We'll accuse you of stealing it from the P&S boys.
Right.
Right.
So, hey, Big Fatty, we need to wrap this up in like a minute or two.
Oh, Lord.
I know. You've got stuff to do.
Hello.
I've got a hoist to places. And
right. You probably have to go replenish the refrigerator with food
Big
after
Fatty,
this
she
weekend.
Is empty.
I'm telling you.
Except
she had
for
to
Bloody
go,
Mary
she,
mix.
Right. Well, she had to go to the store to fill it up to feed up. Miss Hubcapless 2006, and now she got to go back and refill it for herself.
But what else was I
don't know what's on your list there,
Big
Larry.
Buddy, we've covered my list.
Oh Lord,
I didn't really have no.
Well, no,
but I do want to make an announcement.
You were preoccupied this weekend. Go ahead, make an announcement. I have to say hello to Dr. Tweaker.
Oh yeah, have you listened to his show?
I have.
Okay,
good. He read Big Fatty's e-letter on the air.
Oh, is there a third show out?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't respond to lots of e-letters, but Dr. Tweaker, great show.
And I've caught up on all the CJs. She's still waiting on you to call her.
I know.
Okay.
But I don't know anything about music, you know, and so I'd be like, that sounds like Bob Seger. Meh.
Well, that's all right. Just let that be your standard answer. That sounds like Bob Seger.
Right.
Okay. And then I also have been listening to The Daily Huff.
Okay.
That comes out twice a week.
That often.
Right.
Okay, great.
Or if that much. And a big Charleston hug to John Michael Haas.
Oh, right.
Who had a date on Friday night and had an audition on Saturday afternoon and didn't get a call back from either one.
Oh.
So, Miss Lindley, you need to hoist it on over there and give her a big old Charleston hug. Stick that big tongue out and lick her back of her neck or something.
And then put a cocktail in her hand.
Hello!
No, okay.
What?
Oh, okay. Lord. Oh, I know. You know how I like to do.
Oh, she is telling Big Fatty to shut up.
That's right. No, I just want to say that I have tentative plans to do a little cha-cha spin on the spinning dance floor.
Oh.
Not this coming weekend, but the next.
Oh, well, Big Fatty will be down in Fort Lauderdale then.
It'll be the weekend of St. Patty's Day.
Oh, no.
No, it's probably the weekend after that. I don't even know.
That's like 3 weeks from now.
Okay, 3 weeks from now. Well,
I've
got to plan ahead. I've got to get paychecks in me before
thing.
Then. But I hope that I'm allowed to hoist it with Cousin Patrick and his roommate Alex.
Yeah.
To the Orlandos.
Yeah.
I haven't been since October to see my friend Blatt, who has recently had a rough time.
Poopy music. Oh, Lord, I don't know that we've ever played the poopy music over the closing music.
Well, it deserves to be played.
Hello.
For the situation. But a special shout-out to Blatt, who everything has been resolved. It's all better. But I'm trying to get myself together to get down there so we can party like we're fat people.
Well, okay. So there's no hurry then.
Right, okay. Right.
Larry, just want to remind everyone, Big Fatty will be on holiday, as Simon would say. Woody
you need
would
to
say
tell
that
me
too.
When. I can't even remember when
March
you're not going to be here.
March the 2nd through the 13th.
Okay.
And just want to remind everyone that Larry Vader, V-A-D-E-R, will be looking for a Big Fatty co-host. That means that he's looking for someone to portray Big Fatty as the co-host while Big Fatty is hoisted onto a ship with some type of winch, I'm sure.
Right. Well, and yeah, though you do not take up much more cabin space than the average cruiser, they are going to have to limit other folks' luggage
right.
so that you don't weight the ship down.
Well, right, because, you know, he's got to take the leather horror.
Right.
But anyway, so if you want to be considered for the Big Fatty co-hosting, you have to go to the hand map, stick your pin in.
That's
and
right.
You
got to
have the Skypes or something like that.
We've gotten some co-host requests. So as a regular listener, just be prepared is all I'm going to say.
That's right.
Big Fatty, how do we get in touch with you?
That would
so
be Big Fatty at littlefatty.com. Big Fatty's been getting some e-letters too.
Good,
he appreciates
good.
That.
I'm sorry. Okay, and how, what about on the Skypes?
Well, I'm never on the Skypes, but if I am, it's The Big Fatty. That's T-H-E-B-I-G-F-A-T-T-Y.
Okay, and if you want to get in touch with me, I'm Larry Vader, V-A-D-E-R, on the Skypes, and that's Larry at littlefatty.com.
Yeah.
Now, lastly, I want to give a special shout-out. One of our old podcasters has come back, and he's doing the show. That's Mr. Ferdinand Poos. He can be found at PoosRadio.com. He's got an attitude, and he's not going to take any of your crap.
Oh, Lord.
But he is hilarious, and he tells you like it is.
Yeah.
And anyway, you should check that out. Go on and subscribe to his show.
Does he have colonic problems also?
Yes.
Okay.
He does. In fact, you two have very similar colonic issues.
Oh, good.
So
we'll have to. Maybe we'll exchange colonic recipes or something.
Maybe. Right. So check him out at PoosRadio.com. I'm serious. Tell him Larry Vader sent you.
And how did we spell that?
V-A-D-E-R.
Yeah.
Larry Vader. That's about it, I guess. We need to play more promos, but
anyway,
you guys are fat, so we'll talk with you
next time.
Hell,
all we do is talk about other podcasts on this thing. Why the hell do we need to play the promo, too?
Right. By the way, we're not on podcastsoup.net anymore.
And what happened to that?
I don't know.
Huh. Well, I'm going to have to switch over to Podcast Stew.